Ming and Flo Fight for the Future, Girls Who Changed the World, Book 1, written by Jackie French and read by Edwina Wren. The deck lurched as the wrecked ship sank.
"We need to use the goat dropping, sir," gasped Jonathan.
Captain Cook stared at the young man.
"Goat droppings?"
Down in the hold, sailors screamed as the water rose. Ming Kuang could feel the bite of the coral that had shattered the Endeavour on the Great Barrier Reef. She could even smell the goat droppings. If only she were there.
"The dry droppings absorbed water to seal the sail to the damaged hull so Captain Cook could get the ship to shore," droned Mr. Bawes.
The class snickered at the word droppings, except for Kayla, who was texting under the desk, and Karuna trying to balance a pen on his nose, and Tuan, who was reading the last page of the textbook, again. Ming sighed. Mr. Bawes had a rare talent. Exciting history became dull as soon as he opened his mouth.
"Jonathan Monkhouse changed history," said Mr. Bawes, with no sign of interest at all. "Without him, Cook would have never returned to England. There wouldn't have been a British colony at Sydney Cove or today's Australia. Now, if you'll turn to page 45.
Ming's hand shot up before she'd realised it.
"Sir, why don't we ever learn about girls who changed history? I mean, girls are changing the world right now, like Greta Thunberg and all the girls demonstrating and inventing. Where were girls at all the important times in the past?"
"It's a very good question," said Mr. Bawes, which was what teachers said instead of, "Can we just get this lesson over with?" "Can anyone suggest a girl who changed the world?" "Yes, Tuan."
"Be quiet, Tuan," thought Ming, exasperated. "Brothers, especially twin brothers, especially Tuan, who thought he knew everything about history just because they'd both read all Dad's textbooks from when he did history as well as engineering at uni." Tuan liked the kind of movies where the pirates wore shiny leather boots. Pirates never wore shiny boots at sea because they'd have slid off the deck in the sloppy droppings of the animals ships had to take to sea just so people could survive. Ming imagined Tuan sliding off the deck in sloppy goat droppings. Tuan flashed a grin at Ming.
"It's a stupid question, sir. Girls couldn't change the world back then. Women didn't even get the vote till last century,"